Software Process and Measurement Cast number 117. My name is Tom Cagley, and together we will explore the varied worlds of software process improvement and measurement on the Spamcast. The cast will cover topics that deal with the challenges of how work is done in information technology organizations as they grow and evolve. The show will combine commentaries, interviews, your feedback to serve up ideas, options, opinions, advice, and even occasional facts. In a nutshell, the cast provides advice for and from practitioners, methodologists, pundits, and consultants. In this week's Software Process and Measurement Cast, we have a review of Naomi Carton's book, Presentation Skills for Technical Professionals, Achieving Excellence. Remember, Naomi appeared in the interview segment last week, so if you haven't listened, please check it out. In this week's cast, we are starting a new segment, Association News. Kevin Brennan of the International Institute of Business Analysis opens the segment with news from the IIBA. Kevin was interviewed on the Software Process and Measurement Cast back in Spamcast 69. If you haven't listened to that, check it out. Finally, in the run-up to Spamcast's fourth anniversary, I'm remastering some of the essays from year one. I'm including the remastered essay from Spamcast 3, aired back in February 2007. The essay is titled Measurement Proliferation, Guarding the Peace, or Mutually Assured Destruction. The article explores proliferation in depth, measuring the same things many ways, and breadth, measuring everything. Strange, I still see this issue pop up 4 years later. Comments and feedback are welcome. There are a number of ways to share your thoughts. Email Spamcast at spamcastinfo@gmail.com. Voice messages can be left at 1-206-888-6111. It's my intent to share all emails and voice messages. Some disclaimers. The views and opinions expressed by me are mine and do not represent those of my employers or other third parties. However, if you'd like to borrow my views and opinions, I am always happy to share with a little attribution. Presentation Skills for Technical Professionals Achieving Excellence by Naomi Carton, a review. If you're only going to read the first paragraph of this review, I will share the bottom line. If you get up in front of people, real or virtual, buy Presentation Skills for Technical Professionals Achieving Excellence. Assuming you read at least one part of the book, you will have the tools to raise your game as a presenter. Now, for those of you who want a little bit more in depth, as I prepared to write this review, I asked people what makes a good how-to book. At Allie Gill, a Twitter friend, suggested that what made a how-to book good is for it to understand who the audience is. Presentation Skills for Technical Professionals is a book that knows its audience, with tips and techniques and examples from Naomi's background in information technology. The book deals not only with standard presentation, but includes advice and ideas on team meetings, project presentations, as well as our nearly ubiquitous friend, the webinar. The second most important item in my informal poll was that a good how-to book had to have lots of relevant examples or stories to ensure a connection to the reader. Naomi's seventh book, while a concise compilation of advice on how to improve your presentations, is rich with examples of both applying that advice in the real world and the pitfalls of ignoring that advice. The critical point for me was that the examples presented as real-world stories are easy for me to identify with. In many cases, I mumbled to myself more than once, "I know that person." And some of those moments, I was talking about myself. Presentation Skills for Technical Professionals Achieving Excellence covers the waterfront in terms of how to improve a presentation, including discussions of how to know yourself better, know your audience better, and know the tricks that different platforms present in practical terms. At Danny Vermillion on Twitter suggested that a good how-to book include proven examples of what really worked elsewhere, not only theory. I think that is one definition of the word practical. Naomi goes one step further, and many, if not all, of the chapters can be converted into checklists for application of the ideas presented. I told Naomi during my interview, which aired in Software Process and Measurement Cast 116, that I thought her books were written just in time to meet my needs. One of my recent resolutions was to use stories in my presentations as a vehicle to better convey my message. Chapter 8 addresses that exact topic, discussing the impact of using stories to convey the message in a presentation, then walks through how to craft the story and the slides needed to support the story. Yes, Naomi addresses the topic of slides in the book. I'm the type of person that usually picks up a how-to book when I'm working on a project because it provides the reference material I need to effectively complete the task at hand. Presentation Skills for Technical Professionals Achieving Excellence meets that criteria, but is also well worth a read just to prime your presentation innovation pump. Buy it, read it, use it as a reference. Thoughts, comments, all welcome. Please feel free to email me at spamcastinfo@gmail.com. If you have an iPhone, an Android, or any other recording device and want to send a recorded message, feel free also to pass that through to me at spamcastinfo@gmail.com. If you want to leave a message on the K7 line, that can be done at 206-888-6111, or you can track me down on Skype, thomas.cagley.jr. Looking forward to hearing from you. Mastering Software Project Management, Best Practices, Tools, and Techniques, co-authored by Murali Chimaturi and myself, and published by J. Ross Publishing, is on the bookshelves. According to one of the reviewers on Amazon, I am very glad I found this book. It is the only project management book that I know of that is filled with practical, real-life, and modern advice. It does not simply concentrate on theories, but covers the experiences that project managers will run into throughout any project. If you're a project manager, know a project manager, buy yourself a copy, a second copy to lend to coworkers. Hey, if you own a copy of Mastering Software Project Management, Best Practices, Tools, and Techniques, and you want me to sign a book plate for your copy, email me at spamcastinfo@gmail.com and include a picture of you with your copy of the book, and I'll send you a personalized signed book plate.
Brennan of the International Institute of Business Analysis. Welcome to the first installment of Association and Organization News on the Software Process and Measurement Cast.
Thanks, Tom. It's nice to be back on the podcast again.
Absolutely. If you haven't caught the podcast with Kevin, I will have that in the show notes, and I really recommend listening. It was an interesting discussion. So, Kevin, tell me what's up with the IIBA?
Well, we had a very busy year in 2010. We launched our online library, which is a big reference library of over 300 books on business analysis, and that's now free, available to all IIBA members as a benefit of membership. We had our first international conference, the Building Business Capabilities Conference, which we ran in conjunction with a process conference, a business process conference run by the people at BP Trends, and the Business Rules Forum run by Gladys Lamb and Ron Ross. So that was a big success. We had, I believe, around 600 attendees, not counting vendors and speakers. So that was a very big success, and we're looking to be doing that again this year. And we launched a new certification program, the Certification of Competency in Business Analysis, or CCBA, which is aimed at business analysts who've been working the field but may not have the seniority for the existing CBAT program.
Super. And where would people find out information about the upcoming conferences and things like that?
Well, it'll be at buildingbusinesscapability.com. Right now, if you go there, you'll see the site for last year's conference, but we'll be updating it to this year's conference very soon. We're just finalizing the location, and once we do that, we'll have the website updated.
Wonderful. And the website for the IIBA can be found where?
At www.vtheiiba.org.
Super. And we will check back in with you in a couple of months, maybe about a quarter out, and see what else is new.
Thanks. I look forward to talking to you then.
The essay for this show is titled Measurement Proliferation, Guarding the Peace or Mutually Assured Destruction. There are at least two measurement proliferation scenarios, and they both have as great a chance of destroying your measurement program as helping it. The two scenarios can be summarized as proliferation of breadth, measuring everything, followed by proliferation of depth, measuring the same thing many ways. The first scenario is driven by the fact that there are many items that are very important to measure, and it's difficult to restrain yourself once started. Measurement can tell you the state of your IT practices while providing focus. Measurement is sometimes thought of as a nearly silver bullet, sort of a pewter bullet, because it seems important to measure many activities within the IT organization. Many measurement teams think measuring everything is the right answer. Unfortunately, measuring what is really important is rarely as easy and straightforward. When presented with obstacles, many measurement programs let good numbers go bad by measuring something, anything, quick, do something, is the attitude, the call to action. When organizations slip into the measure something mode, oftentimes what gets measured is not related to the organization's targeted behavior, the real needs. When measures are not related to the target behavior, it will be easy to breed unexpected behaviors. Not indeterminate or unpredictable, just not what was expected. For example, one organization determined that personal capability was a key metric. More capability would translate into higher productivity and quality. Makes sense. During research into the topic, it was determined that capability was too difficult or touchy-feely to measure directly. The organization decided that counting requirements was a rough proxy for systems capability. And if system capability went up, it must be a reflection of personal capability. So, of course, they measured requirements. One unanticipated behavior was that requirements became more granular, which caused the appearance of a massive increase in capability that couldn't be sustained or easily improved after the initial baselining of the measure. The second proliferation scenario, having too many measures for the same concept, or proliferation in depth, is driven by the explosion of predefined measures being touted. A number of examples were mentioned during the interview with Capers Jones that will come in a few minutes. Capers caught my imagination with the statement that there were many functional metrics currently in use, ranging from IFPUG function points to COSMIC, with use case points, NESMA function points, and others in between. This is in addition to counting lines of code, objects, ants. The fracturing in the world of functional metrics has occurred for many reasons, ranging from a natural maturation of the measurement class to the explosion of information sharing on the web. Lots of ideas, lots of different things to explore, therefore lots of new measures. Regardless of the reason for the proliferation, using multiple measures for the same concept just because you can sends a message. The message suggests to the organization that each measure is flawed, and therefore it can easily confuse the casual observer into believing that since none are perfect, none should be used. Or that maybe they should all be used. Well, I'm sure there are reasons to use multiple methods to measure the same concept within an organization. It really usually isn't a good idea. Proliferation in depth will typically require more effort to implement and maintain than leveraging a single measure, even though it may not be a perfect fit. An example of this kind of effort eater is that when using more than one measure for the same concept, it is critical to provide a conversion path between the measures so that the results can be discussed and compared. It is not uncommon to see organizations try to compare productivity between projects based on very different yardsticks. The value of the conversation is usually lost on everyone involved once they discover they have no common vocabulary. Both the proliferation of breadth and of depth have upsides. Heck, everybody gets to collect, report, and use their favorite metrics. It also has downsides. Editorial warning. Listen carefully. The upsides and the downsides are going to sound very similar. Everybody gets to collect, report, and use their favorite measures. Extra choices come at a cost. The cost of effort, communication, compatibility. The selection of measures and metrics must be approached with the end in mind. The end must have a strong linkage to your business goals, or you will end up with a smorgasbord of metrics, allowing the proliferation of measures and metrics, whether in breadth or in depth, must be approached with great thought, or not only will good numbers go bad, but it will cost you dearly, both in information and your credibility. Is proliferation of metrics guarding the peace or mutually assured destruction? I think the latter. The Software Process and Measurement Cast 118 will feature an interview with Elizabeth Herron, author of Social Media for Project Managers and the influential blog A Girl's Guide to Project Management. Elizabeth and I had a wonderful conversation about how social media can improve project and project manager performance. Another eye-opening interview. The Spamcast blog and show notes can be found at www.spamcast.net. Contact Spamcast at spamcastinfo@gmail.com. Voice messages can be left at 1-206-888-6111. I also Twitter, and my Twitter ID is tcagley, so please track me down. It's my intent to share all voice messages, emails, Twitters. Your comments, questions, rants are appreciated and will help to facilitate a dialogue and build community. Let me know the topics that you would like to have covered and the people you'd like to get interviewed. Get involved. The music on Spamcast is made available by the PodSafe Music Network at www.podshow.com. The featured song is by 2012 and is titled Last Battle. Information on the band can be found at www.myspace.com/2012vision.com. 2012 does an incredible job with experimental electronica. Be sure to support 2012 and all PodSafe artists. Spamcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. If process improvement is a never-ending journey, why do so many people ask, when will we arrive? See you next week.